Paul Ramo broadcasting once again from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris. What a beautiful day for a county fair. We're in the Lee Community Center here. Many vendors here in this hockey arena. Stop by the Q92 booth, sign up. We already had a lot of people sign up for Mall of America packages, Grand Theater packages, and a bunch more that will be given away Monday afternoon on the air. Well, once again, we have a guest in our radio booth here. Kayla Daniels joins me. Yes. Hi, Kayla.
Hey.
Yeah, we already did a broadcast a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
We did, yeah, in Canby.
Yeah. Boy, you've been all around here.
I have been, yeah. Been on the road.
Let me back up here. I should let our listeners know that don't know Kayla. Kayla, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a national recording artist.
And yeah.
You sing your own material.
Yeah, singer-songwriter. I lived in Nashville for 4 years and moved back to Minnesota now. I live in Hanska, if anybody knows where that's at.
I grew up in New Ulm, you know.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that. Yeah, just,
I know Hanska really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Good bar in Hanska, too, I think.
Yeah, a couple of them.
And Cortland?
Yeah, yep, Cortland. Yep.
All right, yeah, so you've been since high school. Where'd you graduate again?
Tracy.
TMB.
Yeah, TMB, yep.
And I think last time we talked, I remember Kayla broadcasting her softball game. She was a Panther, right?
Yep.
That was a while ago, right?
A long time ago.
All right, let's catch up with Kayla here. What you been doing lately?
I have been singing all over the place. I was just out by Rapid City last night, Rapid City, South Dakota, and sang out for Sturgis, and then hopped in the vehicle last night, got to Sioux Falls at 2 a.m., and then hopped in the car again this morning, and I'm in Morris.
Wow. That's a busy time, busy schedule there, Kayla.
Yeah, no, I'm all over the place. I'll be back in South Dakota on Sunday in Sherman, South Dakota, at Mike's Bar. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mike's Bar.
Yeah.
That's pretty well known out there?
It's, you know, it's just a tiny little hole-in-the-wall bar, but it is such a fun little place. I love going there.
So what did you do on Rapid? Sturgis is going on. You see a lot of bikes out there?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many bikes. I've never seen so many bikes. I've never been out there. It was my first time being out there. But, yeah.
During Sturgis Week?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. It's eye-opening to see just how many bikes are out there. But
they come from all over the country.
All over the place. I was playing the license plate game with Colin, and I think we got 35, 40 license plates, you know, just playing as we went. But
that's kind of cool because my wife and I were just on vacation. We were up at North Shore all the way up on the Canadian border, and then we played a license game, too. Look at Ontario, Texas, North Carolina.
So, yeah.
Cool. So you sang out in Rapid City in the Black Hills last night.
Yeah, last night. Yep.
That's amazing. What shows you got coming up?
I have my schedule set up.
You gotta look it up, right?
I go week by week because I don't know where I am half the time.
So who's your manager?
Me and that guy.
Your husband.
Colin kind of keeps track of me a little bit, but I'm going to be in St. James next Wednesday at the Hickory, and then I'll be at the McLeod County Fair in Hutchinson on Thursday, and I'll be in Arlington, South Dakota, at Bobber's Bar on Friday, and then Key Largo on Sunday.
Key Largo, where's that?
On Lake Chautauqua.
Lake Chautauqua. Yep. Yeah, my wife did Bible camp there.
I think
they still have the Bible camp there. One,
they sure do.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome. Tell us a little bit about your music, Kayla. Do you write your own songs?
I do. I write my own stuff. I'm working on some acoustic stuff right now. I'm hoping to release that this fall. Once I slow down and have a few days at home to record. But, hoping to record a couple of original songs and just do an acoustic recording and have those released hopefully by October. That's what I'm planning
I caught part of your show today. You're very good.
Thank you.
Guitar player, too.
Thank you.
Did you learn to play guitar by yourself or on your own?
I did, yeah. Yeah, so my mom played a little bit of guitar, and then two of my older brothers play guitar, and they taught me four chords, and they're like, all right, you're on your own, kid. If you want to learn more than that, that's on you. So, I mean, YouTube was just starting to be a thing, so I watched a lot of YouTube. I learned how to read chord charts and that type of stuff and kind of taught myself how to play and surrounded myself with musicians that were better than me that could teach me. So
good songwriter too. How does a song come to you?
It depends on my mood. you know, if I'm in a happy mood, obviously I'm going to write a happy song. If I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to write a bad song. Normally, a lot of my songs are kind of depressing. the better ones, yeah. Anyways. The ones that I think are good, but they've come from a place of, you know, a lot of heart and soul whatnot. So those are my best songs that I think I've written are the ones that come from that kind of place. But okay. I
so
do write
happy
stuff.
Some of your favorite songs that you've written and performed?
I love, I wrote a song, it's called Come Back Swingin'. So when I lived in Nashville, I was moving to a different town home, and I packed up my parents let me borrow their enclosed trailer, and I packed up all my stuff that night, and then I was going to move the next morning, and somebody took off with my trailer in the middle of the night. It was basically everything that I owned. And so I
lost
wrote a song.
Everything?
I lost pretty much everything besides my music stuff was in my truck,
yep.
Thankfully. So I didn't lose my guitars and that type of stuff, but lost a lot of my, you know, sentimental stuff,
yep.
And whatnot. So that was a bummer, but I did write a song. It's called Come Back Swingin', and that's going to be one of the acoustic songs that I released this fall. So
nice.
Be looking out for that. But that's probably one of my favorite ones that I've written. Bus Ride to Heaven is another one that people seem to know.
Okay.
And I'm going to do an acoustic version of that one, too. So.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, this is obvious. I love your... I have tattoos, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I got tattoos, too. So
yeah.
I got to ask you about the ones on your arm here.
Yeah. I have a pheasant feather. I had a dog, my first dog that I ever had. His name was Jake. He's named after the song Feed Jake.
Oh.
But he was my pheasant hunting dog, and when he passed away, I got that one. And
oh.
I got... And she loved the little boy very, very much, even more than she loved herself. Shel Silverstein, The Giving Tree, was my favorite book as a kid. And
oh, yeah.
After I had my son, I thought that was a pretty fitting line.
Yeah,
but
nice.
I got Annie Oakley on my arm, too.
Annie Oakley.
I can whoop my brother's butts at trap shooting.
Oh, you
can? They used to call me Annie all the time.
Oh, really?
Got Annie Oakley and... Got a cassette.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I got a lot of cool ones.
You
You're
do.
Doing fine with the stopwatch. That's Vienna by Billy Joel. It's a cool song. I love that song. But yeah.
The other arm's free. It looks like
this
so
one's
you got,
free.
Just,
I haven't decided if I'm going to put anything on that one yet.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah. Might
once you
well
start,
keep going.
Once you start, I got tattoos. But once you start,
yeah.
It's hard to stop.
It is hard to stop.
Yep. All right, I know you're on your break. I really appreciate you taking time to come over.
Thanks for having me.
And visit. We got to visit again whenever we get at a fair or whatever.
Absolutely.
You love county fairs?
I do. I do love county fairs.
You got to stop by the Fruity Bowl. It's right out where you're singing there.
Okay.
The Fruity Bowl.
The Fruity Bowl.
It's right in the middle of the Midway there. It was amazing. Strawberries, bananas, granola.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds right up my alley. Might have to stop there before we leave.
That's the only healthy thing on the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
What is your favorite fair food, if you have a favorite fair food?
Man, I don't know. I'm a sucker for mini donuts, but I can only have them. I only let myself have them, like, once a year.
Yep.
So.
My wife's the same. Mini donuts are her thing, so. Good. All right, thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, thanks
Let's
for having me.
Let's get back to work. I guess thanks for taking your break. Come
Absolutely.
With me. Kayla Daniels, everybody. And you can catch her while she's going to do her last set here at the Stevens County Fair in Morris. Got to thank your husband for coming along, too, right?
Yeah,
He carries everything.
Does all the legwork for me.
There you go. All right, come on over to the Stevens County Fair tonight. A lot of things going on. Of course, Sawyer Brown is here tomorrow night. You should open up for Sawyer Brown.
Yeah.
You opened up for somebody lately. Who was that?
Priscilla Block.
How was that?
That was fun.
Awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, and with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.